This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A new study published Friday by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows three-quarters of people who became infected with COVID-19 at public events in a county in the state of Massachusetts had been fully vaccinated. The study suggests the Delta variant of the virus is highly contagious, even for the millions who are fully vaccinated. A separate CDC internal document revealed by U.S. media outlets describes the Delta variant as being as transmissible as chickenpox and cautions it can cause severe disease. The new study's author recommend local health authorities consider requiring masks in indoor public settings regardless of vaccination status or the number of coronavirus cases in the community. On Tuesday, the CDC reversed course on guidance for mask wearing, calling for their use in areas of the U.S. where cases are surging as a precaution against the possible transmission of the virus by fully vaccinated people. New York theater operators announced Friday COVID-19 vaccinations and masks will be required for all Broadway audience members when theaters reopen in the coming weeks. They say audience members will have to wear face coverings and show proof they are fully vaccinated when they enter theaters. There will be exceptions to the rule for children under 12 who are not yet eligible for any approved shots. And for people with a medical condition or religious belief that prevents vaccination, the theater operator said, those individuals will need to show proof of a negative COVID-19 test. Vaccinations will also be required for all performers, crew members, and theater employees, according to the Broadway League. Currently, there's just one show on Broadway with another starting soon and more in September and October. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com.